So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the contradiction of our Mishnah, which rules Stam Nedarim LaHachmer, and the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus regarding Naziris, a form of Nedarim, which rules Safek Naziris LaHakel. Reb Zera answers that this is actually Machlekes Tanoim, horribly Yezer, Harabanan, as we learned in the Braisa. Hamakdish Chayaso Behemtoi, if someone was Makdish either all his Chayas or all his Behemoths, does a Kai, which is a Safek Chayas Safek Behema, become Hektish? The Rabbanan say, Hektish es ha-koy. The koy becomes hektish because memoinim ayelis veka. A person intends to include the suffix in the hektish. Our Mishnah likewise rules, stam nedarim minaziris lahachmer, because gufe namim ayelis veka. Rabbi Yezer omer, loy hektish es ha-koy. The koy does not become hektish because memoinim loy ma'ayelis veka. A person does not intend to include the suffix in the hektish. The Mishnah Taharis likewise rules, stam nedarim minaziris lahakel, because gufe kolshken delema ayelis veka. A person certainly does not intend to accept a neder b'naziris misafik. However, after a lengthy discussion, Abaye proves that the seifa, ending of the Mishnah in Taharis, cannot be Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, the Gemara answers that the two Mishnayis are the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, taught in the Braisa regarding the following case. Hareini nazir miyesh b'kri hazeh meyukur, v'holoch mitzoy shenigne v'isha avad. One who accepts to become a Nazir on condition that this silo contains 100 kor of grain, and he subsequently discovers that the grain was stolen or lost, and he cannot verify if it contained 100 kor at the time of his neder. Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Rabbi Yehuda says that he does not become a Nazir Misafik because gufei loy ma'ayelis veka. A person does not accept neder v'naziris Misafik. The Mishnah Taharis likewise rules, stam nedarim v'naziris lahakel. For the same reason, gufei loy ma'ayelis veka. Reb Shimon disagrees and says that he does become a Nazir Misafik because gufei ma'ayelis veka. And our Mishnah likewise rules stam nedarim v'naziris lahachmer for the same reason, gufei ma'ayelis veka. The Gemara mentions a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda that in the previous Braisa Rabbi Yehuda holds loy ma'ayel inish nafshelis veka. However, in the Seifa of our Mishnah, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda holds the ma'ayel inish nafshelis veka because Rabbi Yehuda omer, Stam truma bi Yehuda asur be Galil muteres she'ein anshe Galil makirin es truma salishka. Rabbi Yehuda says that stam truma is only asur in the land of Yehuda because since they live near the Beis Hamikdash and were familiar with it, they would refer to truma salishka simply as truma. Therefore, we can assume lochurma that he meant truma's halishka. However, stam truma is muter in the land of Galil because since they live far from the Beis Hamikdash, they were not familiar with the truma salishka and they would not refer to it as truma. Therefore, we cannot assume l'churma that truma stam meant truma salishka. The Gemara is medayik. Taima de'ein ma'kirin ho ma'kirin asurin. This implies that stam truma would be asur in Galil if shkolim would be frequent in Galil. Apparently, because Rabbi Yehuda holds stam nedarim l'hachmer t'ma'ayil inish nafshelis veikam. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rava says that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'ayil nafshelis veikam because it refers to a neder in which sveikoi eino chama mivadoi. A questionable neder is not more stringent than a definite neder. However, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds loy ma'ayil nafshelis sveika because it refers to naziris in which sveikoi chama mivadoi. A questionable naziris is more stringent than a definite naziris because di'ilu gabe nozer vadai migaleiach umibi korban benachol. After the naziris is completed, a nozer vadai cuts his hair and brings his karbanas. However, al sveikoi loy matzim migaleach, a suffik nazir can never cut his hair because he cannot bring his karbanas misafik, since there is a possibility that he was not a nazir. And even in the case of nazir oylam, one who is a nazir for his entire life, sveikoi chamem mevadai, dilu vadai hichbit sairoi mekel batar umevi shalosh behemis. When his hair is excessively long, a nazir vadai may trim his hair and bring karbanas. However, ve'ilu suffik loy, a suffik nazir may not trim his hair because he cannot bring the karbanas. Ravashi says that our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda that holds Hamakir Nasurin because Ma'ayel Nafshe Lasveka. However, the Brice is Reb Yehuda Mishurim Reb Tarfin, who holds that one can never become a Nazir Misafik because Leinitna Naziris El Hafla. A Naziris is only effective when it was Mufla, definite, when he accepted the Naziris. But a Naziris that contains a Tanai, a condition, is not effective because it is not Mufla at the time he accepts the Naziris. The Gemara returns to the previous Mishnah, which gave four examples of Stam Nedarim LaHachmer. In two cases, there was a machloikis, and the Gemara points out the difference in the machloikis. Harei alai ketruma. Im ketrumas halishka nadar, aser, because trumas halishka is a davar hanadar. V'im shal garin mutar, because truma is a davar ha'aser. V'im sasam, aser divri emir, because tam nadarim lahachmer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, stam truma bi Yehuda asura begalil mutaris. She'ein anshe galil makirin is trumas halishka. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that stam truma is only aser in the land of Yehuda, where they would refer to trumas halishka simply as truma. Therefore, we can assume l'chorma that he meant trumas halishka. However, stam truma is mutter in the land of Galil, because they would not refer to trumas halishka as truma. Therefore, we cannot assume l'chorma that truma stam meant trumas halishka. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakam, Rabbi Meir, in the principle of stam nadarim lahachmer. He merely disagrees in that it cannot be applied in the Galil. The second machlik is that the Tanakama says, Harei lai kecherim, im kecherim shal shemayim aser, because cherim and gevoy are given to hekdish and are a dover hanadar, bim kecherim shal kahanim mutter, because cherim and kahanim are given to the kahanim and are a dover hamutter, because they are mutter lazarim. Vim sasam aser, because the Tanakama holds, stam nadarim lahachmer. The Mishnah concludes with a second opinion, which is also cited in the Braisa as that of Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadik. Stam charam b'Yehuda mutarin b'Galil asurin. Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadik disagrees and says that stam charam are mutar in the land of Yehuda because makirin is cher mikahanim. He may have intended for cher mikahanim, which are frequent in Yehuda because most kahanim lived in Yehuda in close proximity of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadik disagrees with the Tanakhama and holds Safik Nadarim Lahakal. However, Stam Charamim are Aser in the land of Galil because She'in Anshe Galil Makirin as Cher Mekahanim. Cher Mekahanim are not frequent in Galil, in which the Neder can only mean Cher Meshamayim a Davar Hanoder. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadik disagrees with the principle of Stam Nadarim Lahachmer.